This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state hotline for students and others to report threats or mental health concerns saw the largest number ever of calls last school year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Safe to Tell line received more than 22,000 anonymous tips, the most since the program launched in 2004. That's a 16% increase from the year before. Calls related to suicide threats were the most common, followed by reports of bullying and school complaints. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
We need people to know if you're not feeling okay, that's okay, but you're not alone and don't suffer alone.
Weiser said social media is one factor behind the rise in mental health challenges. He said young people are also internalizing worries over the state of democracy, climate change, and the rise in gun violence. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Starting next summer, teenagers will be legally required to take a boat safety class before operating a vessel on state waters. CPR's Paolo Jansita.
In response to the new law, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will soon offer monthly boating safety classes. Students must study a 60-page manual before completing a review session and written exam. The course costs $15. The state law goes into effect 2 years after Colorado's deadliest year on record for recreational drownings. About 40 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year, surpassing a record previously set in 2020. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
A program that offers affordable health insurance to low-income undocumented Coloradans has reached its funding cap just 2 days after enrollment began, with 11,000 enrollees. People can still sign up with the program OmniSalud, but financial support is no longer available for 2024. Local governments can now apply for state money to help find missing people with memory or developmental issues. The $90,000 grants will go toward efforts to locate and care for people who may wander off because of conditions like Alzheimer's disease, autism, or brain injuries. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has a new website to help families who have missing loved ones with cognitive problems. This is CPR News.